Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. If you've been listening to our show for many years, Teresa and I have been working together since she was a teenager. I like music more on the other end. She's all about television and movies. You've always been that way. And every time I turn around, there's so many different ways to watch TV. What do we have? Netflix. We have Amazon.
Hulu.
Every station like ABC, CBS, the CW, they all have their own apps.
Right. And there's so many different shows. It's not like back in the day where you turned on the major networks and those are the shows that you watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were reporting this last week. It is the way that most millennials watch television is binge watching.
Right. And I do watch a lot of my TV on Hulu, but I'm still aware of like what day it's on and what network and all of that. And it is fall and there's a lot of brand new shows. Because I'm not exaggerating. When I tell you guys I've watched everything
you
on
do.
Netflix, I've really gone through it all. And so I get excited this time of year when there's new stuff. And my new favorite show is on, it's Monday nights on ABC. It's The Good Doctor.
I met Sean Murphy when he was 14 years old.
Sean!
Just act like a normal human being. He was and he still is an extraordinary young man.
Autism. Difficulty in communicating.
He's high functioning. He's capable of living on his own.
Difficulty in using language and abstract concepts. Does it sound like I'm describing a surgeon?
He's a surgeon with autism.
Yeah.
And he shows him how he has to live on his own and his everyday struggles and how they don't really want him to be at the hospital and people are pushing against him. It is such a good, endearing show. I absolutely love it. That's my number one new favorite. And then I think my second new favorite is on Sunday night, CBS. It stars Jeremy Piven. It's Wisdom of the Crowd.
I just signed an agreement giving up ownership of all sorcerer.
So the rumors are true. I'm out.
The question you're all probably asking yourself is why? Next week is the 1-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's death. More accurately, her murder. They caught and convicted a former addict named Carlos Ochoa. The only problem is this. I think they got the wrong guy.
More evidence would emerge if a platform existed.
For it to come forward, I have created that platform. I call it Sophie. And as of right now, it is active. Sophie is real-time, crowdsourced crime-solving.
So the underlying story is that he's looking for the murderer of his daughter. However, every episode, they help solve something else, some other kind of crime, because of this crowdsourcing, crime-solving app that he's created.
Well, listen, we're heading into the fall, and it's going to be wintertime. What are you watching? Give us some good ideas of what TV shows you are. What platform are you watching it on?
Especially if it's new, if it's something new that we haven't figured out yet.
So 816-576-7093 or #93. I'm just a TV guy watcher. I don't go to any of the apps and watch anything. I'm the guy that just flicks through the channel.
Mm-hmm.
It
you
slows
haven't
my
lived
brain
the good
down.
Life.
What's that?
You haven't lived the good life. You got to get in there. You got to binge them all.
I don't know. I don't have Netflix ever since they took it away from me.
Even if I'm just sitting in my living room watching my Google Fiber, I still go on demand.
Do you
Why
really?
Would you waste so much time looking at the guide? Just go right where you want.
So there's so many great shows out there. And I know a lot of people watch a lot of the series on Netflix. I know there's a lot of shows. I hear people talking about them all the time. I just haven't seen them.
There's a lot of new Stephen King movies on Netflix that you have to watch. They are good.
So are they new, like newly created, or just new to Netflix?
No, they're new. Like they were made specifically for Netflix, and they're Stephen King. There's Gerald's Game, and then there's one, I think it's called 1922 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're both really, really good.
I love Stephen King movies. I definitely need to tune into that. I've been watching Goldbergs lately, which is not new, but it's new to me, and I've been binging it. It's just happy. It's a feel-good show.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi. I was just wondering, were you guys doing Katy Perry tickets this morning?
Yes, we'll do it again coming up after 11, okay?
After 11. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Bye. Hi, Mix.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What are you watching?
I'm watching Lethal Weapon.
That's
good. Yeah, it's a TV show now on Fox, right?
Absolutely. It's got Damon Wayans in it.
Now, is it based on the same characters, like the same two characters?
Yes.
It is phenomenal.
It's in its second season now, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, it's a really good show, Rocket. You would like it.
I need to start watching more of these television. I feel so lost. Everybody knows all these series on Netflix, too, that I don't know.
I feel like I've told them all to you.
You
just
have.
Don't listen.
Hey, thank you, buddy. So 816-576-7093 or #93.
Let's go to Cassie.
What are you watching?
Have you ever watched this show called Victoria?
No.
No? What is that?
It's on Netflix, and it has Jenna Coleman in it. It's a BBC show.
Oh. I like those. I'm really into my pole dark.
It is excellent. It's about Queen Victoria and all her struggles through being queen, and it is excellent.
Now, have you watched The Queen on Netflix?
I have not. That's my next show that I'm going to watch, but this one is excellent.
Okay, I'll watch yours and you watch mine.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, I'm ready for the rest of the episodes of Young Sheldon to come out.
Yes, you know, I got so confused because I saw the very first one, then I thought, how come none of them are up on the CBS app? It's because they're not showing them. They premiered the first night of the Big Bang Theory, and then it's going to be on Thursdays.
Yeah, I think next week is when the rest of it starts showing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you for sharing.
Margo, good morning.
What are you watching?
I really like to watch Walking Dead, which is perfect, but on Sling TV.
Okay, interesting. I totally forgot they came back on Sunday, by the way. It's sitting on my DVR waiting for me.
How does Sling...
Don't tell me.
No, I won't tell anything. I'll never spoil that.
How does Sling work?
It's like an app through, like, a Roku.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's just, like, $20 a month, and you get, like, NFL and everything on it.
$20 awesome. A month?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
That's awesome. That's what we need. We have Roku, but we don't have the NFL network. Yeah. Let's go to Jason and Olathe.
What are you watching?
Hey, guys. I'm watching The Confession Tapes on Netflix.
The Confession Tapes. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. It's basically a show about all these convicted criminals or so-called criminals, and they basically have been forced into confessing by the police. And so it goes back and looks at the cases and basically the process the police went through to get these people to confess to crimes that they didn't commit.
Whoa. Is it the first
Ooh, it's a whole season. Series? I see it. It's got 7 episodes?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really, really interesting.
I've already found it. All right, check. Thank you for that.
Thank you, bud.
Let's go to Megan.
Megan, what are you watching?
Hey, I like the, on Hulu originals, there's The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
And then there's also, she came out with another one called Top of the Lake, which is just absolutely amazing. It's got 2 seasons, but it's like 6 to 8 episodes long, but it is so addicting.
Now, anybody watching Ozarks?
I finished it. What are you talking about? I finished that in the first
you
week
finished
and it
the
came
whole
out.
Everybody's
season 2.
Everybody's talking about it.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Thank you.
How about Summer?
What are you watching, Summer?
Hi, I have Roku built into my TV. So my husband and I, we check out the different things on YouTube, and everybody's really addicted to this DNA thing with like 23andMe and stuff. So there's local people that are actually showing my stuff that they're doing online. And so my favorite channel for my husband and I is Mahi Ministries, and it just talks about a bunch of controversial issues, and it's really cool.
And it's basically
YouTube?
It's YouTube, and you can watch. It's kind of like reality because there's a lot of people doing their own, like, heritage with Ancestry.com and 23andMe and stuff. So you get to see people showing the results. And one that we like is Mahi Ministries that shows what they've seen from their DNA testing.
Yeah,
so
I've seen the commercials for 23andMe.
Cool.
So there's a lot of different ones, like Ancestry.com and MyHeritage, but this gets to show people's results, and it's just kind of like mind-blowing that they thought that they were one ethnicity and then they find out that they're many, and so it's just awesome.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing.
Let's go now.
Nothing but hits.
You could get it every hour. All day, all night.
Right about now, we really gonna have some fun.
Mix 93.8.